Dale?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry. Apparently, I don't know. The gentleman at the front desk is still trying to flag you down if he can see you or whatever.
Were you talking to me?
I was talking to you. I lost the call and called back.
Oh goodness. Okay.
I'll say the gentleman at the front desk. He could be in a totally another area of the building, but.
Oh, I gotcha.
Ready to carry on.
No worries. No worries. Thinking what we were talking about. Oh, I see. John, this is actually really funny. Hang on just a second. And yes, he is trying to hunt me down. Okay. I told him we're all good. I found you.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. That is too funny. I know what I was going to ask you about. Do you have a website in the works by any chance, John?
Absolutely nothing in the works, but it's one of those things I'm fretting about today, knowing that I need to get started immediately. I'm still working on getting hold of my old customers and getting reviews to Angie's list.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't find a website, so I made the assumption you didn't have one. And I actually just checked with our techs while you and I were phone tagging there for a moment. I wanted to make sure we had an opening. We don't build websites for the general public, and we don't build them for all of our partners. But being that you've got nothing but great notations about you, and you've got the experience and backing that you do, I was able to get a website thrown in for you. It's about a $400 value. No cost to you. It's just something that we do occasionally when we can for our new partners, especially just starting out again. So it will be on a domain name that you like, something that works for you, whether that be your company name or whether it be johntravis.com, something like that. So it'll be its own .com as opposed to, like, right now you've got just a page on the Angie's website. This will be your own domain name, and everything on that site will be all about you. So we'll be able to put your pictures up there, of course, your contact information, and we'll build it so that it's already Google compliant and optimized. So that's going to help you out as well. We'll also get a tool on there, and then we'll give you another tool to use too, to help you convert some of those past clients into Google reviews too. And so what happens, we'll place you right in that map section on the first page of Google. So when someone is looking for painting services or power washing services, you'll pop right up there in that map section, right at the top. And then we'll get your Google business profile going as well. And that's actually the first thing they're going to see. So they'll search painting, pressure washing, whichever it is, you pop up in the map, and then you're just a simple click to call. So we make it easy for your next client, I guess I should say, to get a hold of you. They just can click from their phone and dial you directly. And then we also make it so that you can be found on Amazon Alexa and all of the cell phone platforms. I know there are a lot of them, Android, iPhones, so you'll be accessible through all of those different devices. Making sense so far, John?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yep.
And then, awesome. Awesome. So yes, we can do that website for you. No problem there. Also, we host it for you just on our servers, and there is no charge for that either. And if you don't feel like or want to do updates on your website, we can take care of that as well. We're regularly in your account monitoring and watching. Algorithms change. I think the latest I heard was up to 100 times a day. So we are always in your account making minor adjustments to the programming in the background if need be, so that you don't lose page rank or anything when those algorithms change. So for us to pop in, upload some new photos, add a new service, whatever it is you need, it doesn't take us long, so we don't charge for those either. Now, so you're just kind of getting back on your feet again post-pandemic. How much business would you say you could take in, John? A little, a lot, somewhere in between?
A little.
Okay.
I never did hire anybody as a full-time employee. I only had coworkers that were painters themselves and already set up with their own companies, and we would simply share the work from time to time. So okay. I never hired anybody. So I'm,
okay,
but I am
no problem.
Well past the age of 50, and know that I can't do it all myself anymore.
I hear you. I'm in that boat with you. So now, do you still have subs that you could bring in so you could, you know, crank up your income a little bit more, take in more business?
I had been doing a little research recently as to how to do things more efficiently and effectively, and I realized that hiring subcontractors is the way to go. And I just at the moment. Everyone
perfect.
Knows, you know, I don't actually have any subs at the moment.
Okay, no worries, no worries. It sounds like you have a plan, and that's really, I think that's more important than having everything 100%. You know, the minute you hit the ground, you've got a plan to follow. You'll be just fine. You'll be fine. All right, John. Any questions so far based on what I've gone over with you?
Just the most. Can you really? First of all, can you really set me up with a website?
Yes, we can. Absolutely. I already got it okayed. One last thing that you have. Give one last thing you have to mess with, and the Google compliance that we input right from the get go is so valuable. Part of being on First Page is us delivering good data. Yeah. So yeah, I think you understand.
I can answer that. I'm not licensed for residential yet.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Go ahead. I felt like I was reading your mind, and I thought, oh, that's it.
No, not at all.
That's a requirement in Connecticut now. It never used to be when I did it in the past.
Okay. No worries. And that's not something that Google differentiates whatsoever. And, you know, too, John, let me give you an idea of timeline. So it's not like we flipped a switch immediately. I mean, we get to work immediately, but there's all totaled between 30 and 45 days of programming and backlinking and data delivering that we'll do to get you on the first page. So you've got, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to work on some of those things too. So yeah, that may kind of ease the burden on you a little bit.
That's perfect, because I kind of did flip the switch with the Angie's List. They've been calling me for, if you prefer the word, hounding me for months now, and I kept putting them off, but not saying no.
Right.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to go back to it. And
gotcha.
I would be foolish not to. I live in a very lucrative area. I nearly sold my house in the middle of the pandemic because my girlfriend, wife, whatever, whoever, we lived together, but is a realtor, and I almost jumped ship and, you know, went to Florida just because.
Oh, wow.
Nice. But so I in the last 2 years kind of went through a lot. I got out of the line of work I was in for 13 years, and then I was a chauffeur. So
Really?
Kind of committed to going back to what I was doing, which I enjoy doing as long as I can, as long as
nice.
Small talk. I'm going nowhere with this, but
no, that's all right. No, I like getting to know more about our partners, my clients. truly, I do. It makes my day. It makes you, makes you more real. And, you know, definitely I want to help in any way I can. Now, I do want to ask you.
Again, small talk. I was considering not going back to it just simply because the industry as a whole is taken out. Has changed all the paints to make them more environmentally safe and acceptable. And it altered the quality of the paints and made them more difficult to work with and such and such.
Mm.
I decided it's okay. I can get around. I don't know how, you know, get around that.
You got this, right? Good.
I got this. It's harder now, but I can still do good work.
Yeah, I have absolutely no doubt. No doubt. You were with Angie's, well, let me ask you, were you with Angie's or Home Advisor in the past?
No, neither of them.
Okay.
It's the same company from what I believe. It's the same company. They simply changed their name.
Right. Angie bought Home Advisor and, another company called Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, I believe. So, are you on a contract with them that you pay monthly, or are you paying per lead?
I am on a 3-month short-term contract at the moment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And I literally just signed it Monday.
Okay, wow, just day before yesterday.
So I'm kind of running around. Mildly stressed out.
I'm sure.
All my ducks in a row.
You bet. So I'll give you the whole overview of the timeline. So within about the first week, one of the first things we'll do is your onboarding call. And that's a call with your tech. They'll actually go through quality control, make sure that I got all of your information correctly. We don't want any errors or typos. So they'll double check all of my work, and they'll also get you access to your dashboard and analytics. And that's an area on our site where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where their searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us. So super easy, and it's got all that data that you're going to need to know where your marketing dollars are going and where your sales are coming from. And then, so that all happens within the first week. That reporting dashboard will come online. We'll also get you out to all the other destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. We also write the content for you for Bing. Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are up to about 60 different destinations. Some of them I had never even heard of, but they're ones that people use. So we'll get you out to all those directories as well. And then from there, after that first week and about second week, your website will come online. And if we're doing any ads for you, either Google ads or Facebook ads, those will start popping and running. So you'll start getting leads from those. And then the rest of the time is us doing programming in the background and more backlinking, so that we can deliver that data to Google. And the overall, it's about 30 to 45 days, and then we'll have you on first page. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, it does.
Okay, super. There's so many components.
I actually have one question that kind of goes back to the very, very beginning of the call.
Certainly.
And that is, how did you find out about me? Because I'm not registered or licensed yet?
That's a really good question, and I usually don't have an exact answer. We have an inventory team that combs through the area when the listing opens up and looks for companies and individuals who look like they may be qualified for the listing. So it came from them, but how in the world they found you, I'm not sure. It might have been that they stumbled on your Angie's page. It might have been a notation or something from your past work. Could be any of those things.
It's probably from the Angie's page. I mean, that's one of the things I was working on just before you called. Was to upgrade that page because there's almost nothing listed on there. I have no, I have references in front of me, but I was trying to get them punched in and, get them on my page and get a picture on there and, almost nothing on there.
Which,
as far as I'm concerned, means I'll get charged for leads, but no one's going to call me because they, you know, Joe Schmo and Jeezy doesn't even have a picture of himself here yet.
Wow. Well, talk about strange timing. I guess maybe we were meant to talk today then. So let me grab, John, I was going to ask you, do you have a Facebook page, either business or personal?
Personal, yes.
Okay, super. And any opposition to having a Facebook business page from your personal?
No opposition at all.
Okay. Wonderful. So one of the things that we can do is we'll also get you featured on Facebook then. And post-pandemic, Facebook has become amazing for businesses. Part of the reason is people now have had a total shift in how they shop. They're trying really hard. I mean, individuals are trying really hard to keep their spending dollars local. So they're getting tired of the franchises and the huge companies that they're just a number. So they're looking for smaller and home-based businesses in the area, just like yours. And they're turning to Facebook for it. And in these last, you know, I guess I would say year and a half, Facebook took notice of that, and they've implemented all sorts of wonderful tools to help our smaller businesses. And the advertising there is super cheap. And I'll kind of run through how and why. So the package I'm actually considering for you is, it's our Platinum. It's a mid-range package, and it includes every single month $100 in Facebook ads. You don't pay anything extra for it. It's already included in the package. And that $100 we can make go so far. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. I can't even fill my truck for that anymore. But on Facebook, it goes a long ways. So you'll automatically every month get $100 in Facebook ads. And what we do is we'll write those ads and we run them for you. So all you have to do is answer the phone. And we can target those ads really accurately so that they get in front of your exact preferred audience and not in front of your unpreferred audience, for lack of a better word. So whether it's neighborhoods or zip codes or income range, age range, they might even have a category for fur babies. I'm not sure. But we can really drill those down. So we get them in front of exactly the right people. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is the retargeted ads. So you've probably experienced them if you didn't know them by name. I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. My store locally didn't have them. Well, I'm tall. They didn't have the right height. So I had to go online. I ended up on Wrangler.com. I bought two pairs of jeans and two shirts. They got me. But ever since, everywhere I go, my Amazon feed, my Facebook, my game that I play before I go to sleep at night, I see ads for jeans because I was looking for jeans 2 weeks ago. You've seen those, right?
Oh, yeah. We joke about Big Brother watching us.
Exactly. So what's going to happen is Don Travis is going to be retargeted when someone searches for painting or power washing. And the really cool thing about retargeted ads like that is they don't cost anything against your monthly ad dollars. They're free branding and free advertising. The only time it counts against that $100 is when they click on your ad. And what's been shown is when they click, they're typically interested and a ready buyer at that point because they've already seen your ad as a retarget because they were already looking for painting. And they only count, well, best case, 5 cents per, worst case, about 50 cents per click. So at $100 allowance, we'll say, in a month, that's up to 200 leads. Now, obviously, not everyone is going to be a solid buyer. Some will be junk. They always are, right? Every once in a while. But the percentage of the ones that are going to be ready for such a cheap rate is amazing. I mean, that sounds like, to me, something that would really help you get things kicked off, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. And we'll help you set up that business page. It's really easy. We will just need you to get the base of the page built, and then we can fill in the blanks, and then we'll get your ads running from there. So those come up earlier than your Google will come up. So with that, let me grab my pricing screen here, and I want to apply your discount because you definitely qualify for the listing, John, and because you're starting all over, we've been trying to be as kind as we can, especially to our smaller businesses and those just kind of starting back up. It's been a rough road, for real, sure.
Real small business and not entirely sure how physically fit I am to do all the stuff I used to do, which is why I'm kind of shying away from all the outside stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what I found? I lost some of my strength when I retired, and especially over winter because I wasn't physically doing anything. And once spring and summer rolled around, I started getting out and doing more things just gradually. I started regaining my strength. I'm about the same age as you are. So I think you still got it.
I'll be 64 in less than a week.
Well, we're close enough. Anything within 20 years is close enough.
I wasn't asking your age. I went out for a bike ride on Saturday just because I became aware of the fact that I was doing two jobs for quite a while, a couple of different jobs.
Right.
Since last year, and I realized, gosh, I haven't been on my bike all year. So I went out on my bike and just did a simple 5 to 10 miles or something or other, and that was on Saturday. Went kayaking on Sunday, and today I can still feel a little bit of strain in one of my legs, and it's like, wow, man, I really need it. But on the positive side, the arthritis in the one knee kind of started to go away because the muscle was starting to work again. So
nice.
I'm trying not to chit chat. I hate it when I do that. Fully aware of the fact that it's like, yeah, I will get into better shape again. Stop working
right.
all the time and start exercising.
Yeah, definitely. You'll get there. You'll definitely get there. I have no doubt. So I got your discount in here. So just to give you an idea, normal retail for this package is $5.99 a month with a $299. Exactly. With a $299 setup fee, but your new in business discount gets you down to $299 a month, and then just that one time, and it's a $99. So it knocked $200 off of your setup fee, taking it down to $99, and it took off, well, more than half. It took off $300 on your monthly. And that price, how we do that, you're locked in for life. It's not a promotional discount that goes away eventually. So even when you're no longer new in business, you're still locked in with your new in business discounts. So helps you save in the long term too. And then of course, clicks and calls are unlimited. That $299 already includes your $100 a month in Facebook ads that will write and run for you. So there's nothing extra ever added on to that. In fact, I've never even heard of it. If you were charged a penny over the $299, I would want to know because I would hunt that down. Never even heard of it happening. So yes, you're locked in on that. And then the setup fee is a one-time. It partially covers some of the programming that we do. Not all of it, of course, but that's okay. And your website is included in that, building it, hosting it, doing your updates, nothing additional for that. We'll also have that reporting dashboard for you so you can see all that data, where things are going and where they're coming from. You'll be able to see phone numbers of people that called you, you know, for example, if you miss a call. And then, of course, you're not charged by the click or the call or the lead. So we try to make it simple and friendly for our younger businesses. So any questions, again, so far? How are we doing?
We're doing great. I'm just trying to write down mom new shorthand. I did not. I'm doing it longhand.
So, I do that. I do something in between short and longhand. It's Gail Scribble, I call it. But luckily,
the bottom line is it would be $299 a month plus a one-time setup fee.
Correct. So to take advantage of the listing, today would be $398. That's your first month, and then the one-time $99, and then nothing due again until, oh goodness, it's August. September, and then it would be that flat $299. And that's, like I said, unlimited clicks and calls. We don't charge for them. We don't even add taxes onto that. So you can count on the same thing, no matter how many new customers you take in. So this sounds like something that would really be beneficial. I mean, you'll even be listed above where your Angie's link is going to appear. So then you wouldn't.
Sounds like it would be even better than Angie's List, but one will never know, and it would be fun
right.
to play with all the analytics and find out.
You got it.
I don't just do painting. I do some other. I guess power washing pretty much covers it. There's a lot of other little things I could be doing for people, but I can handle that when I talk to the customers directly. But.
Well, and what we'll do too, John, is, so I'm going to break out both of those categories, painting and power washing. So, and the way I'll break them out is into keywords for you. In fact, let me grab that screen and we can kind of get started on those, so I don't forget them. So, for example, painting is a main category. So, that'll be one of the keywords, of course. But then I'm going to expand on it. Let me see here. Let's do house exterior. Let's do exterior painting. And you don't do interior. Is that right, John?
No, it's the other way around. I'm primarily interior and
exterior. I got you.
Exterior is really used to be fairly easy. I'm just I could... It would be easier to hire people to do exteriors than it would be interiors. But at the moment, I'm kind of scared. I'm getting a little scared about even advertising for this sort of thing because I'm not really I don't really do exteriors anymore.
Okay, no worries. So here's what we can do with that. If at some point when you've got subs that you've got ready to go or employees, whichever, we can add that. We can just add in exterior painting, simple addition to your website, very simple addition to your keywords, and then you can be found for that too. So if you add on any other services, I don't know, maybe you come across a really wonderful carpenter and you want to offer carpentry services, for example, we can add that in on a moment's notice. So no problem. We'll leave exterior off. So I'll say interior, but I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to say bathroom painting, kitchen painting, we could say basement. We'll do ceiling painting. Oh, along with that, if let's say someone has one of the ancient ugly popcorn ceilings. Would you do the takedown on that too, or would you only do the painting?
I'd take that down, yeah.
All right, so popcorn takedown. That's wonderful. I know that's a big deal these days. So popcorn takedown, ceiling painting. Any other little things like that? I'm looking around my surroundings too. Trim. You would paint trim too, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's
perfect. Cool. All right. Well, floors are kind of out. Well, yeah, people don't have their floors painted very often, do they?
Not anymore, especially since they took all the good oil-based and polyurethane paints off the market, but I'm still looking into that.
Well, should we say floor painting? I mean, it can't hurt. If you're able to do it and somebody wants it, might as well.
The problem is they've taken the paints off the market. I'm not sure if I can get those paints anymore.
I see.
That's part of what held me back from making the decision to return to painting is that difficult to do the same quality anymore. The paints aren't available unless you drive down to Alabama, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
The entire Northeast down to South Carolina, they've taken all the good paints to get the job done off the market.
What's
left is three times as expensive, and
I
may very well lose my shirt in this endeavor, but at least I'll take my shot.
All right. Well, we'll leave floors off. So I got ceilings. I got popcorn takedown and painting. I've got trim. I'm going to say door painting because somebody will type in that they need their door painted.
Yes, pretty much the whole inside of a house. I used to do the entire exterior of a house. I think one of my first jobs was an exterior. And I painted the entire house, and it was not a problem, but that was 25 years ago, and I'm not ready to do that again.
Right.
And I am, okay. I kind of really wish this call came in about at least 1 month from now, as opposed to before I even start up again. I mean, I have been painting. I was painting every day in July.
Wow.
And before that, I was working for a local school system, a company that handles, I was a delivery driver, but it went through the school. I delivered to the schools and went in and out of every school in Fairfield.
Wow.
But that didn't pay anything. It was
not workable.
It was kind of relatively fun and easy, and sometimes it was only 5 hours a day, and I thought I could do some small stuff on the side, and so I was painting for people on the side, but who wants to have someone in their house for 3-4 hours a day for, you know, weeks on end?
Oh, yeah, they want to just get it done, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, and then, so I'm also going to do power washing, and I'm going to expand that. Grab this. There we go. And John, you know what? I do need to go close this listing so that they don't, give it to somebody else. Let me do that real quick. I got ahead of myself, was excited about making sure we got all of your services listed. So let me close that so that it's yours. Okay, good. That was good timing too, because they were starting to filter off to lunch. So perfect. All right, so power washing. So I can probably say driveway cleaning and washing, right?
Yes. At this very moment, I'm not licensed. Let's see, how's that work? I'm not licensed for residential painting, so I need to get that license.
Okay.
According to Angie, they seem to know the laws pretty well.
Okay.
I need to get that license to do...
Okay.
I'm not sure how that works. I was going to say the exterior of homes, but I will be doing that again.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and list them, especially given that time frame. That'll be perfect, I think, to have that in there. So driveway cleaning and washing. I'm also going to say sidewalk cleaning and washing. Patios and decks.
Definitely.
Okay. And, oops, got that one. Decks. How about gutters? I know that's maybe not a great spot given the probably scaffolding and ladders.
Yeah, I used to do them, but not anymore.
No worries. We don't need to. Don't need to list it.
If they ask me and I'm in the mood, I might go ahead.
There you go.
I used to do a lot of things that I'm not messing. Now two of my friends had their own window cleaning companies in Churchill County, big companies. And, you know, like all the Greenwich type of companies. And I worked with both of those guys for extensively, and I did window cleaning on my own, and we figured out ways to clean the outside of the gutters and make them white again, and I did all kinds of very good work that I'm just shying away from now.
Sure. Well, and if you decide to add that later, same thing, just let us know. Now, okay, so decks, patios, sidewalk, siding, washing and cleaning. I thought of another one, and now I just lost it. Sidewalks. Could you do a parking lot?
Not yet.
Okay.
I can add that on, but there's one other piece of equipment that I need to make sure I can procure.
All right. No problem.
Actually, I could not run away. I would need my own. I would need a bigger setup for that.
Okay, no problem. So anything else you can think of that I missed as far as services and keywords? Or for example, would you want me to list window washing or window cleaning?
No, not at this point.
Okay, no problem. Any others that you can think of offhand? If not, we can catch them later.
I've been writing it down and trying to keep things trim for the moment.
Perfect. So I'll tell you what, too, John. What's your email address?
jtravis@gmail.com.
Wow. It's amazing that you were able to secure your name. Most people can't. They have to add a 123 or some other digits behind it. All right, and with that, I'm going to send you two emails that will save you a little bit of the writing, too. So the first one is informational, and that's about your dashboard and analytics, just how it works and what it does. And okay, that one. Please excuse my dog. I obviously
one of
work
babies.
From home. Yes. He's 2 years old, and he's still all baby. it's funny. Okay, and then the next one I'm going to send you is the exact price and package for what you're getting. I want you to have that in writing. So I got to adjust that one, though, so it shows your discount in there. Okay, good. I've got it right. So that one's also on the way. That'll save you a little bit of writing. And then I've got, for your phone number, 203-851-3919. I assume that's also a cell, John?
Yes, that is a cell phone number.
Perfect. And is that also your business line?
At the moment, yes.
Okay. I actually have something that might help. We'll get a little further down in our info, and I got something that'll help you if you don't want to use your personal cell as your business line. Okay, so let me see. And the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to send you two text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I want you to have that in your phone. If ever there is a problem, I want you to let me know. Don't fret over it. Don't stew on it. Let me know. If I can't fix it myself, I will get to the people who can fix it, whatever the issue is. I always tell people I'm the dog you want on that bone when it comes to customer service. I want you taken care of. So that is on its way to you. And then the second text message is our customer service department. And that one just left. And now if you'd like, you can text me back at the number that I texted from. You can call me at that 877 number on my extension. So either or works. You can email me too. And then, so for now, we're going to say, for business name, we're going to say John Travis.
Which still kind of scares me a little bit, even though when I would drive around or whatever, I would see that lots of people have their own name on the business, which is something I'm
yep.
proud of. But nowadays, it kind of scares me as far as, I don't know, someone suing you just because they can or whatever.
Well, you know what you could, you know what you could do. Oh, go ahead.
Drinking water at the same time. I'm not worried about doing lousy work.
Right.
In the past, I never had a house, and 20 years ago, I didn't have a house, and now I am a homeowner. So now I just don't know why someone would want to sue me, but there are people out there like that, so.
There are. Well, I know what you could
do. I
do
have liability. I do have liability.
Good.
That's the most basic thing first.
Well, and, you know, you were right. A lot of people now are using their personal name as their business name. So anymore, it's not taboo. But what you could do, just an idea, if you wanted further protection for yourself, is you could form, for example, John Travis LLC, or, you know, they do that. They allow that. So that's, and that would be like an added form of protection for you being an LLC or an Inc. So, yeah, I think you'd be just fine if you stayed like that. And then I've got, I don't have your address. What is your address, please, John?
42 Myrtle Street, spelled Myrtle.
Okay.
In Norwalk, Connecticut.
All right. Let me see if I can make that come up. Might want it abbreviated. Huh. Let's try spelling it out again. Myrtle.
Yep.
Let me try. I'm going to try putting punctuation in it. It doesn't like your address. We'll get around it, though, one way or another. Okay, fine. It doesn't want to find it. We'll just enter it manually. So, Norwalk. And then, I'm sorry, what was your zip code, John?
Yeah, I didn't say it. Oh. It's 206855.
55, perfect. Update that. All right, that looks good. I'm double checking as I go here to make sure I don't have any typos anywhere as I'm updating your info. Now, the other thing we'll do, I'm going to make a note on here, when we set up your Google Business Profile, to leave the address off, being that it is your home address. Again, nothing wrong with that. It's just Google agrees with you and I. Your customers don't need to know exactly where you live. So what it'll do is it'll still show you for Norwalk. It'll still show you as a pin on that map, but it'll be in your neighborhood. So, you know, half a mile, a few blocks. So you still show up where you should, but not so as someone could find you. And you know, if there's a crazy out there that's stalking you, we don't want them to find you. So we'll leave that off.
I used to use, there's a small factory around the corner, and for the longest time, when I first got my new phone, I simply touched on the pin for that factory, and so that home was always listed as Julian Burke.
That's a great idea.
I mean, It wasn't because I was fearful of some crazy stalker following me home. It just kind of worked out that way, and I never changed it. It worked fine. the little blue dot still shows exactly where I am. I play Google Maps all the time, and occasionally Google Earth or whatever.
Nice. I love Google Earth. It is so much fun to play with. I mean, the things you can see.
My own neighbors is like, oh, so-and-so has a pool in the backyard. I never knew that.
Right. And then
pictures
when you fight. Then
pictures might be old, but it's like, oh, what car is that? So-and-so must be visiting.
And it's kind of cool when you see your own car in your driveway too. Or you see something that, I changed that bit of landscaping 6 months ago. So it was, this picture was in the last, whatever. It's cool.
I can tell those things. Oh, it looks like that section of roof needs to be repaired, according to that satellite, a couple hundred miles up in the sky. Just jump up on the roof and take a look at it.
Yep. Very cool. I'm doing some fill-ins here, answering a few questions I need to answer as we chat. Domain name. I'm going to tell him to ask you. Okay. Your preferred. And they may have some good suggestions too. Our techs honestly never cease to amaze me. They're just very good at what they do. I'll be expecting one thing and they over deliver every single time. So they'll find a good domain name for you. And then I'm going to send you one more text. And this one is just informational again for you to look at when you have time. It's how the call tracking works, where we're tracking how many clicks and calls you get so that you can see that data. So just a little bit more info on it. And then, we need to set your onboarding call. Let's do that. Okay.
I could feel the three texts coming in.
Good. Perfect.
And you're still working on emails. Is that correct?
Actually, those I already sent. Did they not make it to you?
I did not see them yet, unless I walked away in the last 2 seconds.
Okay. So I've got the letter J, Travis, TRAVIS at Gmail.
My bad. Oh my lord.
Okay.
That's my, wow. How did I mess that up?
What'd you do, John?
I left something out there.
Okay. I'm ready to fix
start
it.
Over. J Travis 0808.
com. Got it. I will resend those, and it's no big deal. Don't fret about it.
Dummy.
There are worse things that happen. I try to be a don't fret about it kind of person.
I'm definitely not an IT person, but I'm going
to
change that.
Yeah, well, and luckily that is exactly what we specialize in. So you can do you and we'll do us, as the kids say. All right. Perfect. All right. And those two emails are back off to you again. And I've got your email address corrected. So we're good there. And then now your onboarding call. So this is going to be with your tech. And we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. We leave that extra time in case you have questions or need help with anything, or if they have extra questions for you. You see, this afternoon is pretty darn booked.
That's good.
The only one I've got today is at 6 o'clock your time, or we can look at tomorrow.
I'll be busy tonight, and okay. Tomorrow I was hoping to be very busy doing something else, but I'm starting to wonder now.
Well, we could do Friday. So we like to do this call at your earliest, just because it's what kicks off all of our work with in the tech department. So right now I'm getting all the information gathered for them. But after you have spoken with your tech, then we get to work. So we just like to do it as early as we can.
But I prefer to wait till Friday morning.
All right. You got it. So Friday morning, the earliest I've got is 10 a.m. And it looks like I've got every hour on the hour, almost, all the way up until 6 p.m. So whatever works for you.
Friday, 10 a.m. is fine.
All right. Let me get that in here. And I'm going to build a calendar appointment, and then I will send that to you. Do my time conversions here. So Friday morning, 10 o'clock. Okay. Give me just a second to get that built. Okay. And I'll let you know when that's on its way. I'll be sending you an email. It'll be a calendar appointment. And it should go into whatever calendar you use. But it'll also hold your spot with your check. All right. That looks good. And did those two emails make it this time, John?
I only have two of them at the time.
Perfect. Perfect. That's all you should have for now.
Alrighty.
Alright. And double check this. All about the details. If I don't catch it, our techs catch it, and it drives me crazy when they catch an error, because I don't like making errors. That was Friday. 5th gonna be already. My gosh. That is 10 a.m. I have to put this actually in two different places. Well, three, truth be told. All right. Perfect. So one more email on its way to you, John. And this one, I'll have you open up, and it'll be a calendar item from Google Calendars. And there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would hit the yes on that, that'll hold your appointment.
Got it.
And then I just realized, so there's something kind of goofy about our phone system. At the 1 hour mark, if we've been online for an hour, it'll kick us off. We're actually about 7 minutes from that. So what we'll do, we'll disconnect and I'll dial you back. Then we don't get kicked off in the middle of something. Fair enough?
Okay. Yep.
All right. I'll hang up and I will dial you right back. Thank you, John.